Well, this weekend again, Mark English remained on in China. You remember last week, and that he competed in the Diamond League in China, and he moved to a different city, a different leg, different Diamond League meet this weekend. Again, over 800 meters, again over a world class field, and a big improvement. You know, he struggled a little bit over the last 400 meters last weekend, and now it was in Xiamen last weekend. It was in Suzhou this weekend, and it's part of the Diamond League series. And I mean, all the world's top athletes engage in the Diamond League. So basically, Mark at 146.47. That's a big improvement on his run from the previous week. He will be happy with that progress. And again, as I mentioned last week, it's just about getting races, it's about getting into the thick of it, and it's about improving his points tally in terms of ranking list for a qualification for Paris, and that's what the season's all about for him. So well done, 146.47, good run for him. Other bits and pieces over the weekend. Well, the National Road Relay Championships are on in Raheny and currently still ongoing. But so earlier today, the Finn Valley Masters over 50 team, they got third. That was Katrina Devine, Ada Kelly, and Kay Byrne. So well done to them. Bronze medals for them. Ennis won that one from Raheny, and then Finn Valley third. And some bits and pieces of other bits and pieces. There was an open meeting in Belfast yesterday. A good throw once again from Gareth Crawford from Lifford Strabane, getting the season off to an excellent start, over 60 metres in the opening season throw. So he won that event, obviously, in this open meeting. And also a good performance, too, and second in the competition from Blaine Lynch from Finn Valley, the young Castledare guy, back competition for the season now and outdoors. And he's over 50 metres with a senior javelin, so he is only about 17. So he is a very talented javelin thrower, one of the best in his age group, the best in his age group in the country. So well done to him. And also Eimear McCarroll was in action in the 800 metres. She's been in action over a variety of distances in the last few months, and 800 metres. She had a big PB at 2:11 over 800 metres. So well done to her, and her season is on the up and up. And, you know, really the highlight of her season has to be the Irish Schools when she gets that far in June. So let's see how that goes. About 300 or 400 athletes turned up for that one, for the Gemma's 5K in memory of Gemma McHale. Always a big turnout, always great local support, and West Tyrone support particularly. And the winners there were Oran McBrady of Finn Valley, and his clubmate Leona Cook. She won the women's race, and Carol Doherty from Inishowen, from Carindonagh, he won the wheelchair race. So that was the outcome from Ahayarn on Friday evening. So this week, you know, we're a couple of regional primary schools athletics meets on that I'm aware of. There's Letterkenny at the Aura and Finn Valley Wednesday and Thursday. That's for local schools. That's focused on local schools and qualification for the county finals, which is 15th of May. And in the interim as well, on the 8th of May at Finn Valley, there's that little athletics meet. So it's all about that. But schools this week on the agenda. And indeed, as I mentioned last weekend, district schools, secondary schools this week upcoming as well. So keeping an eye on a lot of venues, a lot of places, and let's see how it all works out. But Mark English continues to improve. And just one little item on Brendan Boyce. You know that he competed in Turkey a few weekends ago. That was the qualifying for the Olympic Games, where the top 22 teams were going to get qualification for the Olympics. A real disaster for Brendan, in that his hamstring forced him out of the race after 4K of what is a 40K race, and a relay race that is, with Kate Veal. And that was the end of his opportunity there for the Olympics. Now, what's happening at the moment is, in terms of, we thought that was the end of the story, so there are those out there who are now trying to stage. There are two places left for a team for the relay for the Olympic Games, and to give Brendan a last opportunity, and Kate Veal, who's his partner in the relay. And basically they're trying to stage that in in Dublin, and if that works, there is a good strong possibility, should Brendan recover from injury, that he would be able to give it a good shot. So that would be, that would at least be a positive outcome in that he was able to give it a right good goal. But imagine dropping out at 4K with an injury. That was devastating for him on the day. So listen, that's where we're at with the two, with the two guys, and we'll keep an eye on all the rest of it. And Carol Lafferty, of course, she was in action in the Penn relays at the weekend at Providence College. Now, of course, a big 416 for her, a big PB for her, and the second fastest athlete, the third fastest in history in Donegal over 1500 metres. The Donegal record still stands to Siobhan Gallagher of from Ballyshannon, and at 4:14, she also was a student at Providence College in her day, now living over by Lough Esk there now these days, and retired from athletics, of course, but she was a great competitor in her day, indeed with the South Donegal Club and indeed with Providence College. So Cara Laverty following her steps at Providence College, but just getting closer and closer to her Donegal record at 4:16 in the Penn relays.